Mikey and Alan are up in Tyler, Texas this week at a family reunion, and we certainly wish them many laughs and a lot of joy with the family, and wait with great anticipation for their return so they can hopefully tell us about everything that went on. My lesson for today, it's going to be one that's titled, Be the Change You Wish to See in the World. And the reason I've titled it that, because it outlines for us a course of action as Christians. A course of action as Christians is to make an indelible impression upon those we come in contact with so that we'll have a better opportunity to spread the gospel. And when one of the things that happens is when we talk to people about our faith, there's a lot of judgmentalness that goes on to see, are you really living the faith or are you just talking about the faith? And I've titled this lesson today to be the change you wish to see in the world. What makes us as ambassadors for Christ, those who go out into the world and people see us and see in us the difference that Christ has made in our lives. And our idea is to entice others to want to be more like Christ. And in doing so, we seek to have them see us model the behavior we adopt and we speak of. Be the change you wish to see in the world. That's what I've titled this one. Today we're going to look at one of the most widely known and widely publicized quotes in modern times. As a spiritual and political leader of Indian independence in the country of India, Mahatma K. Gandhi is one of the most admired people in the whole world, in world history. Gandhi is the most quoted and the most misquoted person ever. And we're going to use him as an example to give us a roadmap in terms of how we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he's quoted more than any other person in human history. He's also misquoted more than any other person in human history. Matter of fact, some have dubbed him the Mahatma of misquotation. You've seen this quote everywhere. Inspirational posters, Facebook posts, coffee cups with quotes of Gandhi, and on. The quote is, be the change you wish to see in the world. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Now, factually, there's absolutely no evidence that Gandhi ever said that. So if there is no record of him saying, be the change you want to see in the world, it is certain that he never said, at least not really. The closest he ever got when he wrote was when he wrote, if we could change ourselves, the tendencies in the world would also change. If we could change ourselves as Christians, the tendencies in the world would also change. Here's what Gandhi said. We but mirror the world. All the tendencies present in the outer world are to be found in the world of our body. If we could change ourselves, the tendencies in the world would also change. As a person changes his or her nature, so does the attitude of the world change towards that person. This is the divine mystery that is supreme. A wonderful thing it is in the source of our happiness. We need not wait to see what others do. But if Gandhi did not originate the change you wish to see in the world, quote, who did? So we know that Gandhi did not initiate the change you wish to see in the world. Well, who did? The earliest instance of this quote comes from 1970. And the author was a school teacher in Brooklyn, New York, named Arlene Lorance. Ms. Lorance taught at Thomas Jefferson High School in Brooklyn, New York, which was going through challenging time in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Local poverty and violence were having extremely negative effects on the school and the students there and the community. Ms. Lorenz started something called the Love Project as a strategy to improve the lives and education of the students at Thomas Jefferson High School in Brooklyn. The idea was that if kids growing up in a rough neighborhood had an oasis of calm and acceptance at the school, it would improve their lives as well as their learning, and they would bring these positive benefits out into the community every day when they left the school. The concept of be the change you wish to see in the world began in a report about this project, which was known as the Love Project, written by Ms. Lorenz and published in an education reform text. The first two sentences of her report were, one way to start a preventive program is to be the change you wish to see others. To be the change you wish to see happen in others. That was the essence and the substance of the simple and successful endeavor of the Love Project. According to school reports and newspaper articles from the time, the Love Project was remarkably successful at Thomas Jefferson and at the school, was transformed in an incredibly positive way for the rest of the 1970s. So we have Ms. Lorenz to thank both for the concept of be the change you wish to see, as well as the practical and immediate effects it had in Brooklyn, New York. You've seen this quote everywhere, on inspirational posters, on Facebook posts, coffee cups, and on. The quote, be the change you wish to see in the world. The answer, there's absolutely no evidence that Gandhi ever said this. The closest he ever got was when he wrote, if we could change ourselves, the tendencies in the world would also change. Gandhi wrote, if we could change ourselves, the tendencies in the world would also change. No doubt Ms. Lorenz read that and adopted that as a model for her program. In an article in the journal Indian Opinion in 1913, Gandhi wrote that having a pure body and spirit would prevent animal attacks. According to him, Indian mystics were able to live among tigers, jaguars, and snakes in Indian jungles without being harmed. Gandhi argued that if a person's cleanliness and cleanses himself or herself, then the natural world around them will also change. And if everyone did that, in theory, there won't be any hatred or violence from snake bites all the way up to humans making war on each other. That was the rationale for Gandhi's concept. Here's what he actually said. We but mirror the world. All the tendencies present in the outer world are to be found in the world of our own bodies. If we could change ourselves, the tendencies in the world would also change. As a person changes his or her nature, so does the attitude of the world change toward that person. This is the divine mystery supreme. A wonderful thing it is, and the source of our happiness. We need not wait to see what others do. We make the change in ourselves to affect others. That is the essence and the substance of the simple and successful endeavor of the Love Project. According to the school reports and newspaper articles from the time, this Love Project with Ms. Lorenz was a remarkable success at Thomas Jefferson School. And the school was transformed in an incredibly positive way for the rest of the 1970s. So we have Ms. Lorenz to thank both for the concept of be the change you wish to see, as well as the practical and immediate effects it had in Brooklyn, New York. And that leads me to my final thought here. What is a Christian to do to affect godly change in his or her spheres of influence? What is a Christian? What are we to do to affect godly change in our spheres of influence, those we come in contact with? I would submit to you that our guide text for this endeavor can be found in Philippians 4, 4 through 8. And it reads, Philippians 4, 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Be joyful in the Lord. Be thankful in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Your gentleness, no hostility, your gentleness, let it be evident to all. All must be able to see. What it demonstrates is the Lord is near. When we conduct ourselves appropriately as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, others will see to us and look to us and realize that the Lord is near because of that transformation in each of us. Do not be anxious about anything. This is Philippians 4 and 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present our requests to God. Pray consistently. Pray continuously. Let our requests be known to God. And how do we do that? It's through prayer. We pray to God by communicating with God. Philippians 4, 7 says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 and 8 says that finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, believe it. Whatever is noble, admire it. Whatever is right, defend it. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, imitate it. Imitate it. Be the walking example of purity, loveliness, and admirable behavior. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. More than just think, we are to model what is excellent and worthy of praise. In Philippians 4 and 9, we read, the Apostle Paul says, whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Let me repeat that. I think we'll use that as our anchor text for this entire lesson. What Paul, the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4 and 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Paul is advising us to use him as an anchor, as an idol, as a person that we can look toward. May God continue to guide you and protect you as we conclude this lesson for today. We can now prepare for our dismissal song and our closing prayer. Thank you all, and may God continue to bless you, to guide you, and to protect you.